Hi everyone, my name is Dina and welcome to Intuitive Awakening. Thank you so much for joining my podcast today. Last week we talked about how to develop your third eye or develop your clairvoyance. This week we're going to cover how to develop your clairaudience. Clairaudience is the ability to hear beyond the three-dimensional world. It's your ability to hear spirits, to hear your guides, angels, archangels, deceased loved ones, elementals, all sorts of light beings that literally coexist with us, however, do not occupy the frequency that materializes into dense matter on the planet. So what we're going to do today is discuss, number one, some signs, identifying signs that might indicate, number one, that is your main gift, clairaudience. We'll talk about what it is. I'll provide you the tips that I, you know, any tips and tricks that I have to help you kickstart developing that ability if it's not your natural one and you want to learn how to hear your guide, which many people want to do, and understandably so. So let's go ahead and move into discussing what clairaudience really is. So clairaudience is a French word meaning clear hearing. It is the ability to hear all sorts of light beings. Now, in terms of clairaudience itself, let's talk about first how to know if you have this gift. So with clairaudience, here are some main signs that might show you, okay, this may actually be my number one ability. So the first one is if you love music, or even if you're musically inclined, if you play an instrument, etc., that's usually a telltale sign that clairaudience is one of your strongest abilities. Some people, you know, they will say, oh, I like music, but if you have a deep, profound obsession and love with music, chances are, and if you're a musician, then you are naturally inclined to have that ability. So don't discount it. If, let's say, you are somebody who completely adores, you know, all variety, you know, of music and listens to music every day, all day, and sings, etc., and you have yet to hear your guide, it's just because you still need to develop it and tune into that frequency, which I'll do my best to help you with today. Another way to know if clairaudience is one of your main gifts is if you enjoy even writing your own music. And it doesn't have to be, you know, on iTunes or album-worthy or whatever, even if it's just for yourself, making up your own songs, then chances are, again, that is your strongest ability. Another way to know if your ability to hear spirits is your strongest gift is if you learn best through an auditory channel. So meaning in school, when you look back and the teacher was teaching you some sort of new lesson, if you understood it better through the teacher's explanation, then chances are that since you're an auditory learner as opposed to a visual learner, then that's going to be your number one ability. However, if you needed the teacher to give you pictures or draw a representation of what they were saying on the board, then chances are, you know, you're probably not an auditory learner. That might not be your number one gift. You might be more clairvoyant as opposed to clairaudient. If you're sensitive to a lot of noise, if too much noise makes you irritable, if you feel extremely drained and tired from it, then chances are you are actually clairaudient. If you hear ringing in your ears or even high-pitched sounds, and there is no associated medical diagnosis with that problem, then chances are you are actually tuning in to a very specific frequency. You just don't know it yet. That means you're able to pick it up very easily, which is important for clairaudience. So just know that these are some telltale signs that clairaudience could be your number one ability. And the last thing I wanted to add is if you actually love to sing, if singing is your thing, if you sing all the time, just for yourself because you enjoy it, then I really feel very strongly that clairaudience is your number one ability. So let's talk a little bit more about how clairaudience kind of works. if we kind of take a step back, in the spirit world, there are all forms of light beings. So we'll start off with those, with your spirit guides, which are also at various levels, mind you. So you'll have junior guides who are in training, you'll have higher level guides, then you'll have even higher level guides, and they each carry their own specific vibration, which means they vibrate at a very specific frequency. This law, if you will, applies to all other types of light beings as well. This applies to angels, which we know are organized into a very specific hierarchy, right? So you have angels, you have archangels as well that carry an intense vibration. If you've ever channeled or felt them, you know that that energy is not your own. So their vibration is different, okay? This conversation may seem like I'm deviating, but I'm not. This is important. Then we also have elementals. So your elementals come from the earth realm. So for example, when you hear fairy tale stories of gnomes, of sylphs, of fairies, etc., they do coexist with us, and they also carry their own vibration, their own vibratory frequency. Now, your loved ones, or those who are on the other side, or those who have recently departed, they still carry their own, I would say, vibratory frequency, as well. So this is super important, because you need to know that the ability to tune in to one of those types of light beings means you have to shift your own internal energy and allow yourself to tune in to that specific frequency, to connect, to hear them. And remember, the higher and the more intense energy, like for example, the archangels, the more focused you really need to be. There's a lot of work that goes into being able to channel those other realms, if you will. And that's a whole other segment. But let's just focus specifically on clairaudience. So now, communicating and opening up your clairaudience, for some people, it could be a breeze. I've heard some people tell me, oh, it's super easy, you know, to hear your guides and angels or whatever. And then personally, I have met a ton of people who struggle so much because they want it so badly. And I understand that, because it's an amazing experience to be able to dialogue with another entity who has a completely own different perspective of the universe, different, you know, brings with it its own experiences, its own knowledge base. So obviously having that relationship is pretty freaking amazing. Now, there's something else I totally forgot to include when I talked about being able to hear spirits. I forgot to mention your own higher self, which I don't always feel gets adequate attention. So we're going to take a few steps back, because I think this is important. You have to remember that prior to incarnating on the planet, you are part of the God source, of the source. We don't have to use the word God, and you can drop it if it makes you feel uncomfortable. But there is this continual expanding energy out in the universe, and we are part of that creative energy, that creative force. However, upon our own decision to come here, we have to project only a small part of our spirit down here into a physical form. So the rest of us is still up there, if you will, or still over there in spirit form. That is your higher self that contains all of the knowledge of the soul's experience here, not just on the earth, but in other realms as well, where we have gone to. So you have to remember that that higher self, I feel, in my own personal experience, has been, I would probably define as your own intuition, your own intuitive voice. I feel like that gets discounted a lot. So just remember that in the line with, you know, guides, angels, deceased loved ones, elementals, etc., and all these other ET energies that we don't know about, there is still your higher self that carries the same wisdom. Okay, so let's not discount that as well. This is also important to bring into this conversation. Now, what I want to talk about next is different ways that you can hear. All right, because this is super important and people will tell you different things. So I'm just going to give you my own personal experience. So with clairaudience, there are two ways that you're able to hear spirit. One is internal, the other one is external. Let's talk about external first. External ability, having that clairaudient ability to hear spirits outside of your own head, actually inside the room that you're sitting in, as if it's its own personality, its own tone of voice, its own gender, age, etc. That is dialoguing with the spirit and hearing them as their as an own entity. Being able to hear someone outside of yourself as if they're sitting right in front of you, like a person sitting right there talking to you, that is the ability to hear externally. It's removed from your own, I would say from your own head. And if you have that ability, it is undeniable. You will be able to hear whether or not that voice translates into a feminine voice or a masculine voice. That voice will have its own personality, its own vocabulary, etc. Okay? And you will hear it talking to you just like you would hear anybody else on the planet speaking to you. You will know that because you can't deny it. Your guides, if you are already in communion and that is your ability, they will be talking to you that way. And you will recognize them by their own voice. They will introduce themselves, okay? That's one way to hear spirit, which is the most exciting, right? However, there's another way to hear spirit, and that is internally. This is the more tricky one, I feel like, because in my personal experience, and others will tell you different, when you're hearing internally, it's more of a telepathic conversation. Sometimes it sounds just like you talking to yourself. And when that happens, I personally define that as your own higher self slash intuition that's providing you guidance. The language that's being used may be similar to your own. However, the vocabulary, again, will be different. The words that come through will be unexpected and unpredictable. That is communion with your higher self. And for some people, when they are communicating with their higher self, it's more of a feeling. But with clairaudience, you really hear yourself, your higher self, dialoguing with you. So it's almost, again, that back and forth, that two-way conversation. People that I've met in this community will tell you that if you have internal clairaudience, the ability to hear spirit internally, it is only your higher self slash intuition. And I disagree, because when I channel sometimes other realms, if I'm talking to the angels or archangels, I can hear them sometimes as their own voice, their own entity, their own, you know, gender-specific voice. Or I hear them telepathically, and I don't notice a change in tone. I don't know if it's male or female, because I know that that's not important, but I also know that that's not me, because the wisdom that's being brought forth and the energy associated with them, with their presence, is notable. It's, again, I cannot deny that they are sitting right there with me. It's just the way they're communicating with me at this moment is more telepathic as opposed to being external. So I really deviate from what I consider to be the standard definition of internal clairaudience, because I've had multiple types of experiences. So these are really the two ways. Usually one is more developed than the other. One very telltale sign that you have external clairaudience is hearing your name called quite often. And it's going to sound creepy, especially if you're in the bed at night and you're falling asleep and you hear someone call your name. So for example, let's say your name is Kelly. Well, usually when you are at the beginning stages of hearing, or if you have the gift naturally and haven't developed it, you're going to hear someone call your name and it's going to sound so scary and uncomfortable. So for example, if your name is Kelly, you would hear someone say, Kelly, like that, very breathy and very like intentionally trying to scare you, but they're not. It's just that you have yet to really develop a very strong connection to that frequency. Okay? That's a very common occurrence for people whose natural ability is to hear in general, but also to hear externally. So if you notice that your name is constantly being called when you're sleeping, when you're just waking up or what have you, then you do have the ability to use this. So don't discount this. Now, if this is not your main gift, people ask me, can I develop it? You know, can I develop it even though it's not my number one? Yes, you can. It requires the same time, practice, and attention that, you know, you would apply to anything else you're trying to develop. And it's a struggle because, again, if you are not naturally clairaudient, then chances are you will probably learn how to dialogue with other spirits internally through internal clairaudience. And it's hard to distinguish sometimes between your own voice, your own head, your ego, and that of other beings. However, some telltale signs that you are developing this gift in particular is that, number one, the messages that you get after, you know, you've been practicing for a while, and I'll give you some tips about that as well. The messages that you get are very positive. They're very uplifting. They're very supportive. I feel like the messages are universal. They can apply to a lot of people, but they are not vague. And that's an important distinction, that I need to make. I have gone to see channelers, people who hear spirit internally, sometimes people who embody the spirit within themselves, provide messages. And those messages, to me, have appeared extremely vague. Spirit is never vague. It's very direct and on point. And the universe is invested in your own particular growth, meaning that they're going to give you the best guidance and direction that they can. Spirit can never tell you what to do. That's the other thing you must be fully aware of when you're developing your gifts, especially your clairaudience. When you're just opening up, since your energy is still very dense, it's easier for darker spirits to come and dialogue with you. And usually they want to bargain. They want something for something. And then you need to cut it off. I've had that happen many times at the beginning, and there was a lot for me to learn. If this is coming truly from the spirit realm and from outside of your own egoic voice, again, the message is going to be very loving, but it's also going to be very direct. And sometimes spirit will ask you questions for you to ponder for yourself without having to tell you everything up front. But spirit will never say, Kelly, you must do X, Y, and Z today, now, or else. That is definitely not a telltale sign of, you know, a light being. It could actually be a sign also of your own very fearful ego. Okay? But ways to know, again, that this, you know, what you're hearing internally through practice is a sign, you know, is your light, is a light being, is your guide, or what have you. Sometimes the voice is going to be very distinct, even if it's telepathic in your own mind. So it could be feminine, it could be masculine. The language that's being used could be very specific. So for example, when I first started to hear the archangels outside of myself, because I'm an external, that's my number one, the language was very different. It was very archaic. Sometimes I would get confused, but it was also very specific. There was nothing vague about the message. It was supportive, but it was very honest. So just know that it does take a lot of practice, and you will cut through a lot of the red tape, and you know there is always trial and error associated with it. So now let's talk about how you can really begin to develop your clairaudience. I always say, when you're developing a new skill, don't get discouraged, don't give up, and don't become impatient. We live in an age where, I would say technological age, where we have, you know, we expect to learn things very quickly. However, it's very different working with the spirit world. There are still lessons associated with what it is you're doing. So divine timing is super important for everything on the planet, but it's very important for your ability to develop a specific gift. So don't get frustrated and don't compare yourself to anybody else. because Spirit will work with you to help you during your own path and during your own timing. So how do we develop our clairaudience? Just like clairvoyance, meditation is key. I know everybody hates that, but it really is. So when you're meditating specifically to focus on your clairaudience, as I have said before, you always have to do chakra clearing at the beginning of anything else. So that's step one. Clear your chakras every day. If you can do it twice a day, great. If you can't, once a day is just fine. You have to clear every single chakra. As I said, in terms of the ability or the way to develop your clairvoyance, it's the same deal. You have to make sure all of your chakras are balanced first, especially the heart, because it's the gateway chakra for the upper and lower. Therefore, you want to make sure your heart is clear, but also your throat is clear, because your clairaudience sits in the throat chakra and even in the ear chakras. But you have to know this: the throat and the heart are connected. Therefore, they affect each other. So they both constantly need to be cleared. Don't avoid clearing your ears either with white light, but make sure that it's all balanced, the entire chakra system. So first step, do a white light chakra meditation every day. After you do this, what I want you to do is then sit in silence and just bring your attention to your throat chakra solely. I want you to see this as light blue light sitting there, spinning clockwise, like a spiral. The spiral is the sign of the throat chakra. This is the exact symbol my guide gave me when I first started to really develop it. He kept drawing spirals for me over and over and over. And so now all I do when I'm trying to, or what I do is, in my mind's eye, I create like a spiral, a blue spiral in the center of my throat, and I spin it as much as possible, and then I try to clear it. So take some time to do this after you've already cleared the entire chakra system. Also, see the white light during meditation move out through your ears. It's super important to try to clear your ear chakras out as well. The next thing I want you to do, if this is something you really want to develop, I want you to begin incorporating chanting. Chanting is super important for developing your clairaudience. Remember, clairaudience sits in the throat, the self-expression, which comes through speaking or singing, communicating in some format. Therefore, your voice is required. So find some sort of chant that works for you. It doesn't have to be some sort of long chant for like 45 minutes a day. Even just 15 minutes of chanting is going to help to open up that chakra. So you can do Gregorian chants. There's specific chants associated with all of the chakras you can do as well. I say try to incorporate that weekly, and it'll help move that chakra. It'll help push it open more. The next thing I want you to do is sing. It's the big one. Believe it or not, it's the big one. The more you sing, the more you're opening up your clairaudience. But I'm not just saying humming, like really, you know, to think of the Little Mermaid when Ariel is really, you know, singing as loud as she can. That's exactly what you need to be doing in your car. If you have the privacy of your own home, turn up the music and start singing your favorite songs. In the shower, sing. Find places and times to do this every day, and I mean every day. This is super important. So please listen to what I'm saying, because these are the steps to getting you to hearing spirit. Playing an instrument also is super helpful. I am not proficient in any instrument, but I have surface knowledge of playing the piano, and I still play. I play because I love the instrument, but I also play because I know what that does is fine-tune my hearing. That is why it is so important for you to pick something up. Doesn't matter what it is. A used old dusty keyboard is totally fine. Just playing around, even like 15, 20 minutes a day. You can do the same thing with a guitar, a violin, xylophone, just something that you can play with. It really does help your gifts as well. So remember, singing, chanting, playing an instrument, clearing your chakras, these are the best ways for you to open up that ability. The other way is writing. If you're someone who is naturally drawn to just writing in general, chances are clairaudience is your gift. So journaling at night, super important. It's another mode of self-expression. So get it out on paper. Give yourself the privilege of buying a nice notebook or journal and start writing your thoughts out, whatever it is. One very secretive tip, if you're listening, I'm going to give you that I think is super helpful to opening up your clairaudience is when you're journaling, I want you to actually not necessarily dedicate the journal entry to yourself. I want you to address it specifically to either your higher self. So it's going to read, Dear Higher Self, or you're going to write, Dear Archangel Michael, or Dear Spirit Guide, or Dear Fairy, or whatever it is you're trying to communicate with and open up that relationship, create those bonds. I want you to specifically address that journal entry every night to whoever it is you're trying to build that relationship with, even if it's your guardian angels. Very secretive tip. I don't give to everybody. So do this, and it will actually invite them in. But do this every day if you can. Dedicate your time, even if it's 10 minutes before you go to bed. Even if you just want to get something off your chest, if you want to ask them for guidance, that's something that I do quite often. If I'm too in my head, and if you notice you're way in your head and you're very analytical, then it's good to create 15 minutes before you go to bed and write a journal entry to Mother Mary, whoever your person is. They will help you out, but you need to begin to create that bridge between your world and their world. And writing specific journal entries dedicated to them, super important. So those are, I would say, the main ways to begin developing your clairaudience. I would create a schedule for myself over for a 3-month period, you guys, not 2, 3, 4 weeks, 3-month period, and create that schedule and stick with it. Know exactly when you're going to journal. You know, try to be a little bit spontaneous with the singing. Try to pick some time to chant. Find a sacred space in your house and chant and write. Play a little music. If you do this, and you do this as often as you can over a 3-month period, you're going to start to notice some changes. So dedicate, if this is something you really, really want, then do it. I promise you, your guide will work with you. Now, the other thing I wanted to say with clairaudience, let's say you've been doing this for 3 months, following all of these tips, how do you know if it's really working? Well, number one, like I said, you will realize because some little things are going to change and you'll notice right off bat if you're external or internal. That's important to identify too after the 3 months. You'll know, number one, that you are an external clairaudient if you start hearing your name called at night after you've been practicing for quite some time and doing these steps that I told you to do. Your guide's going to start trying to get in touch with you, or your angels or archangels or some other light being is going to start trying to wake you up at night. Very, very common. So why does this occur at night as opposed to the day? It's because you're about to go to bed or you're in the sleep state. You're in a very deep meditative state where the ego is now silent and the spirit is open to hear. So that's why we usually get that communication during that time. If you notice your name is being called, let's say you wake up because you think somebody called you and you're not sure, chances are it's your guide. It could be, I hate to tell people this, but it could be other spirits that just are in your house. So just know learning that distinction is also a part of just the trial and error that you're going to experience with developing your clairaudience, because you have to be aware that we are not the only things existing here. And the light beings are also not the only entities existing that are coexisting. There are other types of energy, such as what we would identify or define as darker energy or mischievous spirits, because there are earthbounds. So learning you know, having discernment is so freaking important. Even in the Bible, we're told, test the spirits, which it is your job to do. And there's a huge responsibility associated with that, especially when you get into the space of giving readings to people and, you know, all types of spirits might come to you. That's also something else I should say very quickly. When you're developing your clairaudience, when you're developing any gift, it's like your light bulb goes off and all types of spirits see it. We may not be able to see it with our human eyes, but I guarantee you, because we're energy and that's all they're seeing, something changes in your energetic makeup. And it's like the spirit expands or becomes even brighter. And they're attracted to that. And then they know what's going on. Okay, so all types of spirits and entities will come and approach you as you're learning any of these gifts. But you have to know who is in alignment with your highest good. And that's something that you'll learn through practice. So discernment is always key. And always ask that the all that is, source energy, whoever is your person, to help you with learning discernment. All right. So let's move back to external. I digress for a second. So sorry about that. But let's move back to knowing if you're an external or internal. So again, if you've been practicing and you start hearing your name called or start hearing little whispers, like a big sign that you can hear externally. These whispers just may be earthbounds that are coexisting. So not every message is for you. That's a big thing you need to know. I have a friend who is deeply clairaudient and she hears voices all the time. And she thinks all of the messages are for her. And I had to remind her, you're just picking up on that frequency. It's like having a very specific channel turned on when you're watching TV. You hear it in passing. It doesn't mean that it's for you. I had a period in my life about 4 years ago where I would just close my eyes to lay down just for a second, and all of a sudden it's like I could hear 5 different channels at the same time, and it was craziness. It was pure madness, but I knew it wasn't for me, and I had to learn to kind of switch those channels off. So that's an experience you might have as well, okay? If you are an external clairaudient, you also might hear laughter. Not your own laughter, though. It could be all types of spirits. Again, it could be unsettling sometimes. I think that this community doesn't always do a great job of telling you the good and the bad. And it's really important. You have to be knowledgeable because everything coexists. So you might hear maniacal laughter, or you might hear child laughter. There's all sorts of things. But the more you practice, the better you'll get at discernment. All right. How do you know if you're an internal clairaudient person? This one is always the challenge, as I said earlier. The only way to know that it's internal is because you're going to hear it in your head. And the voice is not super loud. That's, again, why it is so hard to distinguish sometimes. Unless you hear a specific voice that is male or female, and it's its own personality, it's all going to sound very quiet. It's going to be subtle, but you'll hear a conversation, okay? You will hear someone talking to you, but it's not external at all. It's more of an internal voice that's talking to you that you understand. So again, it's harder to develop only because the trust is not there. You don't know if it's your ego. You don't know if it's a spirit guide, angel, archangel, elemental, deceased loved one, your higher self, or if it's just you. And that takes so much practice and so much trust. You will eventually learn. But that's why I always tell people when I'm teaching them that if you want to develop that skill, or if you're trying to develop that skill, always specifically ask to work with one being in particular. And that's it. Until you can distinguish their energy. So if you're trying to become a clairaudient, especially an internal clairaudient, if that's your thing, you ask your guide to be the only one to step forward to work with you. And then you will learn to discern the types of messages that your guide would bring as opposed to something else. So always be very specific. I've met many people who don't like the specifics at all when they're getting readings, when they're working with the spirit world. I think it's super important to discern energies, to know what's what, who's who, what their intentions are, motivations, etc. Okay, so I want to just bring your attention back to one thing that I said earlier. Journaling. The more you journal, because I don't want to forget this, and I feel like I've bounced around quite a bit, so please forgive me with that. The more you journal and you specifically direct that entry to a very specific being and entity, do not be surprised after a few months of doing this that while you're writing, you might start hearing. It's going to shock you. This happened when I started doing it. I didn't do it with the intent to hear, but this is what came as a result. I would hear someone start talking to me that would answer my questions, that would give me these intuitive messages. This is common, and I highly suggest you get into practice with doing this and make it a part of your routine. It's super important. Now, one thing that I do very privately, when I am trying to get answers to questions that I might have, solutions to problems, I do journal, but I dedicate it specifically to my own intuition. I think, again, as I said earlier, we don't give our own intuition enough credit and have to remember that your intuition is your higher self that's always with the creative force. So it's just as powerful as your guides, etc. It's just that it might carry a very different knowledge set sometimes, a different set of experiences and perspective. So don't forget to even dedicate your journal entries and direct them to your intuition and ask your own intuition. And your own intuition is quiet, but it is powerful. Again, those messages might, you know, that you will start getting back. Like if you write a question and then you start just writing more stuff, and then let's say you take a small pause to think, don't be surprised in that pausing space that your intuition starts to talk back to you. There are no set of rules, you know, when working with the spirit world. Everything is unpredictable, so you have to remember that as well. Someone's journey, again, is not going to look like yours, and yours isn't going to look like theirs, and spirit is going to work with you at the level that you're at. So don't try to spend so much time worried about comparing how you're getting messages from someone else's. All right. One thing I wanted to state that I totally forgot to state earlier. How do you know if your clairaudience is just beginning to develop, right? As I said, you might hear somebody calling your name. You might start to get impressions in your mind, hearing a voice. Also, you might start getting some serious ringing in your ears. It could be really strong and uncomfortable. It's because spirit is helping you to adjust your own internal frequency. There are adjustments always have to be made on the inside, and they can be very frustrating and uncomfortable. So know if you have that really strong hearing in your ears that you're picking up on the frequency of the coexisting energies with you. And you can always ask your guide if it's too much to have them take it down a notch. That it's hurting, that buzzing sound, that ringing is starting to give you a headache. So you can tell your whole spiritual team, look, please stop. and they will. I want to reiterate to you that clairaudient messages are usually very positive if coming from the positive spirit realm. You will also hear negative messages. I don't want to pretend with you guys because everything exists at the same time. But don't be afraid of those messages. You have within your own right and power to tell whatever those energies are to go away. So remember that. And if they don't go away of their own volition, it is at that point where you can say out loud or even in your own head, you know, Archangel Michael, please come and take this spirit. It is lost. And that's something I do quite a bit. Lastly, the one thing I wanted to touch upon was the idea of, it's kind of a funny thing. If you're a clairaudient person and you can hear internally and externally, but if you can really hear externally, and let's say you're not alone, right? You're in the bed with your boyfriend, girlfriend, you're in the room with them, and all of a sudden you start hearing your guide talk. Can the other person hear them? They cannot. If they are not developed or attuned, absolutely not. And I've had this experience quite a bit in my life where I could hear my guide talking to me, and my ex-boyfriend was there doing something in the same room, and I'm like, oh my God, I need to answer him, but I'm going to sound really crazy. So just know that the other person, if they are not attuned, if they're not skilled, and they don't have that ability yet developed or at all, they really cannot hear it at all. That's a common experience amongst people who have clairaudience. You know, it's almost surprising. It's like having an entirely different, you exist in an entirely different world. It's kind of weird, but it's quite amazing. I want to say to you guys, don't be so sad. Don't feel discouraged if there is no quick turnaround. It just takes time, but also your intentions and dedication are so important. The discipline is required, and that's something my guide always told me at the beginning. He knows I'm a naturally disciplined person, but he was like, you know, that's your best skill on this planet is to be disciplined. You're very good at that. But having that discipline is what's going to get you the results that you want. A couple of last things that are coming to my mind. If you either fall asleep or you wake up to hearing bells, it's a common, believe it or not, sign that you're clairaudient. There's something with the bells on the ether. I don't know why. If you hear ethereal music that sounds like it's a choir upon waking or falling asleep, you also are naturally clairaudient. I didn't want to forget to mention those little last details. And now I'm going to tell you something that I tell all the students that I teach to begin communicating and using their clairaudience, because it's the best way and it always works. Now, don't doubt. I always have to say that because everyone doubts. They think, oh, it works for them, but you know, it's not going to happen for me. Don't have that thought. It will happen for you. Believe it. If you have been trying to get clairaudient messages either from your guide, from your angels, guardian angels, archangels, if you work with the divine goddess, whatever it is, that's your jam, whoever it is, your point person, Mother Mary, if you want to communicate and you have not heard anything thus far, here is the ultimate way to do it. Easy as pie, but you got to pay attention. So, if you're someone like me who loves music, like loves and is obsessed and cannot live without it, then you're going to have this wide library, this wide repertoire of music and songs that your guide, angels, whoever it is going to be able to pick from. I'm telling you this because what I want you to do, your homework assignment tonight and every night henceforth to communicate, I want you at nighttime before you fall asleep, you can do this in prayer, you can sit on your bed, I don't care where you are. I want you to talk to whoever it is that you're trying to communicate with. And I want you to ask them to give you guidance on one thing. Tell them out loud, even in prayer. Say, please, Mother Mary, I'm really confused about money. I'm really confused about how to make more money. I'm really confused on how to sell whatever X, Y, and Z problem it is, okay? And then I want you to ask that they provide you guidance in the form of a song of their choosing, okay? Ask them to wake you up with that song specifically, whatever song they pick, to help give you a little bit of guidance. Now, this happens for me every day. My guide never fails, never. The trick though, here's the trick. Sometimes they'll pick songs that are more symbolic, as opposed to being explicit, but it also depends on the type of music you listen to, okay? So always remember that. If you wake up and you notice you just started to sing a song, stop whatever it is you're doing and write it down, or look it up on your phone immediately. That's your answer. That's the guidance they're giving you. It may be a little bit confusing, but dig deep, okay? Another thing, now, with the song that they give you, they might just be repeating the chorus or two or three lines out of the song. Only pay attention to those parts. They're telling you that part over and over and over for a reason. Super important. That's your answer. That's your guidance. However, if they're playing the entire song, then look up the lyrics to the entire song, okay? This is something you have and that you can use to your advantage every single day. Every day. So just note that this is my best way of communicating with my guide. Again, I love music a lot. I listen to it all day, every day. And therefore, he has a lot to pick from. And sometimes he really digs deep and will pick something I haven't heard in years, but that I still know the lyrics to. So your guide can be really comical that way with you. Super important that you ask for the guidance. They cannot give you if you don't ask. So songs are the best way, and I'm excited for you to do this tonight or whenever you're listening to the podcast and start that relationship. But that's a very clairaudient way of communicating. Sometimes when I'm reading clients, a song will just begin to pop in my head and I don't realize it until a few minutes later. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, that's their message, and I have to tell them. So I really hope today's podcast has been helpful. I'm sorry I bounced around here and there. If you are really, really trying to learn to hear your spirit guides, your angels, archangels, whoever it is that you work with, I really advise that you take these steps. I promise you guys, after a few months of dedicated practice, you will notice a shift. You will probably start to hear whispers, and that's scary, and I know that, but it's okay. It will become more, what's the best way of saying this? The whispers will switch into just plain words. Okay, so there'll be a shift. You'll hear your name called. You'll hear ringing, a lot of ringing. You might start hearing bells go off, church bells. You might hear whistles. You might start to hear celestial choir music upon waking. These are all signs that your hearing is developing. I hope today you've learned some things that you can apply to developing your spiritual hearing. Thank you guys for tuning in and for listening to me today talk about this topic. I'm very passionate about clairaudience because when I first started learning to do it, there really wasn't a lot about it. Or when I, started to try to develop it, my guide really showed me more than anything else. So also rely on your guide for that help. Everybody, have a great week. I'm looking forward to having some more of these discussions next week on the podcast. Take care.